Hi everyone, welcome to our midweek study. If this is your first time to be joining us, welcome po sa ating pong pag-aaral. We are continuing our study on the book of Exodus. Right? So, before we begin, can we come to the Lord in prayer? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the freedom that we have here in this country, understanding that there are countries, Lord, wherein they cannot meet, wherein they cannot even have and own Bibles. We understand, Lord, that that makes it even worse with the pandemic, Lord. So we just thank you that even though we are confined to our homes, and most of us, Lord, are confined to our homes, we still have that freedom, Lord, and we have the technology available for us to be together and to be opening your word and studying the book of Exodus. We pray that you would be our teacher, be our pastor, and we pray that you'd indeed teach us and preach to our hearts. And may you allow the meditations of our hearts and minds and the words that would come out of my mouth be pleasing to you. We ask nothing less and desire nothing less than your name to be glorified, Lord. So glorify yourself in this study. This is our heart's cry in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Again, welcome po sa ating pag-aaral ng Book of Exodus. And I hope we're not missing the timeless truths and principles that we have been gleaning from this wilderness experience. Nasa wilderness experience tayo ng nation of Israel. And we have seen, as we have suggested, as we were looking at this section, essential elements of building a healthy community of faith. Napansin natin di po ba, as God was dealing with this chosen nation, we saw that dependence on God's power was very important in the life of Israel. We saw that when the Amalekites attacked them, remember, inatake sila ang Amalekites, these nomads known to be road warriors. Remember that Joshua led the nation Israel in fighting the Amalekites. But we also remember Moses interceding for the nation. And as we saw, Moses' hands were raised with a staff, nananalo ang bayang Israel. And so we have established that him raising his hands was actually intercession. Moses was praying for the nation. At pag nabababa niya yung kamay niya, most probably because of his age and probably dahil sa bigat ng staff, natatalo naman ang bayan. And so we saw Aaron and Hur saw the pattern and they gave Moses a big rock to sit on, and each of them was standing on both sides of Moses' arms, and they helped Moses raise his hands in so that Moses could continue interceding for the nation. And we saw that in the greater scheme of things, we saw Jesus Christ. We saw that Jesus was the greater Joshua. He fought for us. He won the battle for us. We saw that Moses points to the ultimate intercessor, Jesus Christ, in whom we have a greater intercessor because he was the greater mediator, right? He was the ultimate man, the perfect man. He was alive forevermore, and he is alive forevermore. Sabi nga ng scripture, he lives to intercede for us forevermore. And so, as we looked at the essential element wherein we saw that dependence on God's power was key, we also saw that God was pointing us to Jesus Christ, the greater Joshua, the greater Moses. Naalala rin natin, the last time we were together, we saw that gospel witness was essential in the life of a community of believers. Nakita natin yun where we saw Moses reunited with his family. A wonderful reunion, di po ba? But sabi natin, it's very odd. We understand that for you to be away from your family for quite a while, tapos ma-reunite kayo, it's natural for you to be hugging your wife, to be hugging your kids. But we did not see that. What we observed is the section focused on Moses and Jethro, and we said that it was by design. Because Jethro, a Midianite, sabi natin, ang Midianites are syncretists, meaning lahat na lang ng posibleng Diyos, niyayakap nila, ini-embrace nila. And we read that he was the priest of the Midianite. So, even though we understand that Moses was excited and emotional to be reunited with his wife and his sons, the section focused on the conversation that happened between Moses and Jethro, a Midianite priest. Para saan? For us to see a timeless principle there. Gospel witness. Nalala nyo, di ba? Nakit natin, Moses passionately shared his faith with Jethro. We heard that one of the most beautiful phrases in the Old Testament history, in fact, in all history, was repeated. Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh did that. And so, we heard Jethro praising Yahweh. Based on the truth that he heard from Moses, he praised Yahweh. But he did more than that. He did more than being happy for the Israelites. Because we saw him saying, "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods." That sabi natin, di po ba? That's tantamount to the New Testament, "I was blind and now I see." Jethro knows the real God. Jethro knows that Yahweh is the only true God. And so, Jethro demonstrated genuine faith in Yahweh. In fact, he worshipped Yahweh. Diba? He offered burnt offerings, and we saw him having a meal with God's people. Again, sabi po natin, gospel witness is essential in the life of God's people. Ngayon, sa pagpapatuloy natin ng kwento, sa section na ito, we find ourselves still in chapter 18, but we look at verse 13 to 27. As we go on with the story, we would see yet another essential element in building a healthy community. And that is shared ministry. Ano nga yung nakit natin? Elements of building a healthy community of faith depends on God's power, gospel witness, and now we would see shared ministry. Look at chapter 18, verse 13. Sana may mga Bibles kayong hawak or Bible apps. And I hope you have your pens and notebooks ready as we study God's Word. Let's look at verse 13 to 27. "The next day, Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood around Moses from morning till evening." And so, after the reunion, the following day, sabi kasi ng talata, the next day, and ang immediate context before was the reunion between Moses and his family and the conversation of Moses and Jethro. The next day, it was business as usual for Moses. He was ministering to the people already. Pansinin ninyo, mga kapatid, sabi natin nung nagsimula tayong pag-aralan yung pag-alis ng bayang hinirang sa Egypt, sabi na it was 600,000 men. Tapos, i-count natin yung mga babae at mga bata and the rest of the people who went with them, sabi na it could probably be 3 million people. Among such a large group, there would be natural disputes, hindi po ba? 5 nga lang o 10 nga lang na magkakasama, nagkakaroon ng di pagkakaunawaan. And so, we see it was business as usual for Moses as he was helping the people with their disputes and answering their questions, di ba? So nakita natin, people went to Moses because he acted as like the police, the judge, the counselor, the theologian, and the pastor all in one. And we saw that this task was so heavy. Imagine niyo, mga kapatid, people were standing around him, waiting all day for an appointment. Sa ating kultura nga, di ba, pagpupunta ka sa isang department ng gobyerno, you would line up. Minsan, marami sila mga lanes or mga booth to cater to the people, pero mahaba pa rin yung pila. We have one person attending to many people. And so we saw that this was the following day. Moses was ministering to the people. Then verse 14, you would see, when Moses' father-in-law, that's Jethro, saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, "What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone and all the people stand around you from morning till evening?" And Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, they come to me and I decide between one person and another, and I make them know the statutes of God and His law." Mga kapatid, I hope you're not missing this. We're only in chapter 18, and the law would not be given until chapter 20. Yet we see that even before the Decalogue, that is the Ten Commandments, even before the Levitical law, God has already given them statutes and laws to guide them. And si Moses ang nagsiserve as the only person to settle disputes, to give people guidance with regards to daily living according to God's statutes and law. Tatanong ng ilan, ano itong mga statutes na to? Nasaan na itong mga ito ngayon? I don't know. But this is just to show us that even before the law was given, God was mindful already of how His people ought to live, and He used His servant Moses. He has given them laws and statutes. Now, should we aspire to consult other means then? Other writings perhaps? Perhaps visions para sa ating pamumuhay? Kasi nakita natin yun eh. Pwede sabihin ng ilan, o pwede naman pala na hindi pa naman nabibigay ang utos sa kanila, they were consulting statutes and rules. Again, these statutes and rules are given by God Himself. We don't know where they are, but we have the canon of Scripture. Ano bang sinasabi ng Biblia? Well, when you go to the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 tells us a wonderful principle. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Binigay na raw pala sa atin ang lahat ng bagay that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Where do we find that? In God's Word. In God's Word. So we cannot make this as an excuse to seek other counsel, to seek other means, to seek visions. We have the Word made sure. Sabi ni Pedro, nasa atin ang prophetic word that it would do us well to focus on. So, si Moses, he had God's law. He had God's statutes. So Moses was serving 600,000 men. And so Jethro, being a leader himself, said this, "What you're doing is not good. You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out." Sabi ni Jethro, nakakapagod din sa'yo, nakakapagod sa kanila yon. Imagine mo, buong araw sila nakatayo, naghihintay ng turn nila, ikaw naman buong araw, kahanggang gabi, kumakausap ng mga tao. "For the thing is too heavy for you. You're not able to do it alone." I love the counsel that Jethro gave Moses. Sabi ni Jethro, what you're doing is not good. Bakit? Because you will wear yourself out. Nakapagod sa'yo yan. Nakapagod sa kanila. Again, it's not as if Jethro was saying unfit si Moses or unqualified si Moses to hear their disputes. It wasn't that the job was beneath him. It wasn't that the people didn't want Moses to hear their disputes. They were going to him. Ang problema po, he simply cannot do that on his own. The job, the task was too big for him. He will burn himself out. And so Moses must delegate. With regards to the church, although ang situation natin is not exactly the same, but part of Moses was trying to do was to shepherd the people. He was trying to take care of them and instruct them in the ways that pleases God. Again, yung shepherding po ay napakahirap na gawain. It's hard work. And one person cannot do it alone. One person cannot do it alone. Nalala niyo sa Acts chapter 6, there were not enough apostles to take care of the widows. And so the church recommended qualified men whom the apostles pointed to do just that, to take care of the widows, so that the apostles could focus on prayer and the ministry of the word. Ganun, parang ganun nakita natin dito sa kaso ni Moses at kaso ni Jethro. Painggan natin ulit si Jethro. Kung ano yung mga suggestion ni Jethro kay Moses. Again, we already have seen that Jethro believes in Yahweh. He worships Yahweh, so therefore hindi self-serving ito. This was done out of concern for his son-in-law. Look at verse 19. Now obey my voice. Again, someone who is a father-in-law, a greater stature, he's a priest, with regards to relationship, he was his father-in-law. Now obey my voice. I will give you advice, and God be with you. You shall represent the people before God and bring their cases to God. And you shall warn them about the statutes and the laws, and make them know the way in which they must walk and what they must do. Moreover, look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, and place such men over the people as chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. And let them judge the people at all times. Every great matter they shall bring to you, but any small matter they shall decide themselves. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. And you do this, if you do this, God will direct you. You will be able to endure, and all these people also will go to their place in peace. Again, friends, inasmuch as I want to minister to all of you, I'm limited. I can only do so much. And I really praise the Lord that He's got that covered and has mentioned that in His Word. Here we see the same principle in Moses' ministry. And we see that God answers the same concern in His Word with regards to the church. Ang New Testament po is explicit in saying that there should be a plurality of elders. With regards to the church, ang disenyo ng Panginoong Diyos has always been to have a plurality of elders. Elders, hindi elder lang. Elders. Again, ministry is hard. We love doing ministry, but it's hard for one person. So, no one person can do it alone. At nakita natin, Jethro did not just pick anyone. Diba? Notice the qualifications that Moses ought to consider. Sabi sa verse 21, moreover, look for able men. He was to find able men from among the people. Those men who are capable of serving in this capacity. They were to be God-fearing men. Look for able men from all the people, men who fear God. Sabi natin, fear of the Lord is not just simply the dread of the Lord. It's love for the Lord. It's a reverence for the Lord. It's respect for the Lord. It's living for the Lord. So God-fearing men realize that serving God is a serious matter. Kahit gaano kaliit at gaano kalaki yon. Tapos sabi dyan, who are trustworthy. They ought to be trusted. Dapat mapagkakatiwalaan ang mga lalaking ito. These are men you can count on. dapat walang question sa motibo ng mga mapagkakatiwalaang kalalakihan na to. They were to hate bribes. Hindi daw dapat sila tumatanggap ng suhol. That means they would be ruling faithfully. They would be impartial. They would be honest. And they would not be in it for the money. So these were leaders who would be capable and full of integrity. Napansin po ninyo mga kapatid kung paano ang sinabi ng Panginoon Diyos. Able men, men of ability. Who has fear of God, men of godliness, men of truth, men of God's word, right? Men of honor. They hate bribes. They were going to do the work with Moses. Shared ministry ito. Shared ministry, shared burden. Si Moses ang parang naging Supreme Court, yung pinakamahihirap na case sa kanya pupunta. But the others, yung pwede yung i-handle, sa inyo lang yun. And notice that, sabing gano'n ni Jethro, they will bear the burden with you. Anong resulta? We see two results. God will direct you, sabi ni Jethro, and you will be able to endure. In fact, three. And the people will be in peace. In shared ministry, sa context ng ating pinag-aralan, we see three results. God will direct you, you will be able to endure, and the people will go in peace. In other words, this is best for everyone. Ito ay para sa kapakanan ng lahat. Ni Moses, ng mga bagong leaders, at ng buong kapulungan. So what can we learn here? Ayoko kasing ihiwalay natin ang sarili natin sa Israel. Of course, we say we are different from Israel. Right? But there is still the general connection of shared ministry and pastoral care. Let me point out two principles. Ang New Testament shows us kung paano dapat nating maunawaan ang shared ministry. Ang healthy community na ay dapat should be shared with a plurality of qualified elders who would take care of the flock. Sa panahon ni Moses, binigay sa atin ang qualification. Nakita natin sa Exodus. Now, with regard to the church, kindly turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. We saw the qualifications ng leaders na i-appoint ni Moses. Here we would see the qualifications of an elder. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. One who is who should be serving as an elder should have the aspiration. Dapat may burden siya. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach. That doesn't mean perfection. That just means that walang magsistick na charge against him. He must be above reproach. The husband of one wife, one woman man, hindi babaero. Sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. Not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, hindi dapat new believer. Right? Kasi you would be taking care of believers, therefore, you must have somewhat a greater maturity as a believer in Christ. And again, time does not necessarily mean maturity. Of course, it takes time, pero hindi porque 50 years ka ng believer, that doesn't mean that you're mature already. Right? Must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders. You see, dapat maganda ang testimony. Maganda ang pagtuo sa kapulungan ng mga mananampalataya. He should also be well thought of by outsiders so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. We saw the qualifications of the leaders that Moses will appoint in Exodus 18, we see the qualifications of an elder in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Tingnan natin sa Titus. Titus 1, verse 5, pareho din, si Paul writing to Titus. This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order. Para saan daw? Para ayusin ang lahat-lahat ng mga bagay. And appoint elders in every town as I directed you. If anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife, and his children are believers or faithful or masunurin, and not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination, for an overseer as God's steward must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it. What we see here is the same principle that we see in Exodus 18. Moses is to appoint able men who are men of honor, men who fear God, men of truth, men who hate bribes. Right? Pareho din ang tawag sa iglesia. There should be a plurality of elders. And these elders do not do everything. They oversee the ministry of the church. They equip God's people to the work of the ministry. And mga kapatid, we all are part of this. Right? Every member is to serve. Every member should be serving. Of course, si Kristo ang head natin. Siya ang ating chief shepherd. And we submit to Him. But under Him, He appointed under-shepherds, elders, pastors. Para saan? To equip the people so that people will do all the ministry. Therefore, healthy communities of faith practice shared ministry. By having an every member ministry, may appointed leaders and elders, and they serve as the shepherds feeding the flock, and therefore, as they teach the people, they would in turn understand their giftings and they would serve the flock para sa edification and maturation of the body. So nakit natin yung counsel, yung suggestion, yung payo ni Jethro kay Moses. Right? So, Jethro gave godly counsel to his son-in-law. Anong nangyari? Look at verse 24. So, Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he said. Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, chief of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. And they judged the people at all times. Any hard case they brought to Moses, but any small matter they decided themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went away to his own country. So verse 24 to 27, nakit natin nakinig si Moses. What humility, di ba? What humility. People of a different character would have said, bakit mo ako tinuturuan? Right? But Moses is a very humble person. Moses is a teachable person. He received counsel from his father-in-law. And Moses wisely followed the counsel of Jethro. And surely this extended his ministry. Bakit? He is now able to focus on the bigger things. Praying for the nation, interceding for the nation, settling bigger disputes as the rest of the able men were ministering to the rest of the people. Mas naging effective tuloy siya. Right? Sabi nga ni Dwight Moody, it is better to set 100 men to work than to do the work of 100 men. And I say amen to that. Again, mga kapatid, we see the context in the nation Israel, and we see our context. That's why I praise the Lord for our elders. That's why I am grateful to God for giving us servant leaders. Sabi ng context, there were rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Hindi sinasabi niya na yung higher position is better than others. It's just saying that faithful service nung rulers of the many and rulers of tens ay in-honor lang din ng Panginoon Diyos at ginagamit din ng Panginoon Diyos. But again, this ends the chapter. Right? One chapter. In fact, going back to the last section of chapter 17, we saw elements of building a healthy community of believers. Dependence on God's power, gospel witness, and shared ministry. Pero ayokong matapos, ayokong i-end natin itong pag-aaral to without mentioning this. Si Moses was doing three categories of ministry. Verse 19, tinan niyo po ulit. Sabi diyan, you shall represent the people before God and bring their cases to God. What do we have here? This is intercession, tama? This is a priestly role. This is a mediatory role. Moses was acting as a mediator between God and men. Moses was to represent the people to God. Right? But that is not the only thing that Moses was doing. Look at verse 16 of chapter 18. Sabing ganon, when they have a dispute, they come to me. I decide between one person and another. Here is also what we call, technical term is adjudicating. Or meaning, he is reigning, he is deciding for people. Here is a role of someone who is, in a way, sovereign. This is a role is fit for a king. This is a kingly role. What did we see? Moses was doing a priestly role. Moses was doing a kingly role. But look at verse 20 again. And you shall warn them about the statutes and the laws, and make them know the way in which they must walk and what they must do. Here he is teaching. He is to teach, to impart God's word. This is a prophet's role. To foretell and forthtell. Diba? Focus more on forthtelling, truth-telling. Imparting God's word to the people so that they may obey it. Na-recognize ni Jethro yung ginagawa ni Moses. Moses was interceding, Moses was adjudicating or ruling, and Moses was prophesying in one man. We see the priest, the prophet, and the king. But Moses just a man. Kaya sabi nga ni Jethro, di ba? Hindi mo kaya yan. Hindi mo kaya mag-isa yan. And so this points us to the one who can do all three ministries with excellence and effectivity. This points us to the one, the only one, who can fulfill these duties excellently. The one promised as better than Moses. Jesus Christ, the High Priest, the Prophet, and the King of Kings. I don't want you to miss that. Diba? And so friends, as a community of faith, we need the power of God. We need to speak the good news. And we need to have shared burden, shared ministry. As a community of faith, we, like Jethro and Moses and the elders, gather around one table. We rally around the cross, our banner. And we enjoy the fellowship with one another because of the great work of our prophet, king, and high priest, Jesus Christ. Ang galing, no? And I just don't want you to miss that. Three elements of, or three essentials, three important aspects, or three important elements in building a healthy community of faith. Dependence on God, gospel witness, and shared ministry. And what we saw that there is that the prophet, king, and priest would enable us to do so. He would be there all the way until He comes back for us. Again, friends, I pray that you were blessed as I was blessed in studying this wonderful section. I'll see you all next week as we continue our study as we go to chapter 19. Ingat po kayo. God bless you. And don't you forget, we ought to be dependent on God's power. We ought to be sharing the gospel. And we ought to be interdependently working together for the glory of our Master, King, and Friend, the one who is the High Priest, our King, and our great, great Prophet. Ingat po kaya. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for teaching us. We thank you for truths that we have gleaned in this Old Testament narrative. We thank you, Lord, that this is not just talking about the nation Israel. Yes, it's talking about historical truths, Lord, but we see principles that we can apply to our lives as believers in this side of the cross, in this side of heaven, in this side of your vineyard. Salamat po ng maraming, Panginoon Diyos, that same truth applies to us. That we ought to be dependent on you, not on our own might. That we ought to be sharing the gospel faithfully and with all zeal and passion, just like what Moses did. And that we, Lord, because of your grace, have designed for the church to have elders, ministers who would minister to your people, so that in turn, your people would do the works of the ministry for your glory's sake and for the building up of the body. We thank you, Lord, for that. And as we continue, Lord, with the remaining hours of the night, we pray that you would bless it, Lord, so that we would do all things for your glory and glory alone. Salamat po ng marami. Bring us back next week as we study again the book of Exodus. We love you, Lord. We praise you. And we bless you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you all next week. Good night.